This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins scored an 8-1 win over Detroit at Target Field yesterday. The big blast came in the third inning.
Breaking ball to Brooks, and he hits it high in the air. Deep right field. Does it have the distance? It does! The first grand slam of the year for the Minnesota Twins. And Brooks Lee, who struck out with the bags full last night, belts one to right and blows the lid off of this one.
That's Chris Atterbury on Twins Radio. Here's Lee on facing former teammate Chris Paddock.
I like guys like that who want to establish the fastball, and so I felt like he's kind of going to do that. But I had mixed emotions about it just because of how, you know, we hit him around last time. So you never know if someone's going to flip the script. But, yeah, I just hunted my pitch, and I got one.
Byron Buxton and Royce Lewis also homered. Thomas Hatch earned the win. The AAA Saints lost in Omaha yesterday 12-11. Duluth native Greg Anderson came back to his home state. He won the Pro Stock Division at the 43rd annual NHRA Nationals in Brainerd yesterday. It's his 111th career win, most ever in the Pro Stock Division. Doug Colitta won the top fuel races, and Austin Prock took home the funny car win. Gopher football back to practice today. They're getting ready for the season opener a week from Thursday. Senior defensive tackle Devin Easter of Shakopee says they're pushing through the dog days of August right now.
I feel like a lot of teams get to that point where they start to get tired and they start to hurt. But again, with the Havoc defense, like, we try to look over that. We try to get through that. You know, we got some of the best strength staff. We got really good trainers keeping us healthy.
Buffalo comes to town on Thursday, August 28th to open the season. That's 10 days away. To celebrate that, starting at noon today, going until noon tomorrow, $10 tickets for the game at gophersports.com. The Vikes had a bit of a rough preseason tilt on Saturday, losing to New England at home 20-12. They'll be back on the practice field today in Eagan and playing at Tennessee in the final exhibition game on Friday. This is MNN Sports.